And hogs.
Yeah, now you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar. What would you say you were going to do?
Castrate him.
Yeah. Would you say the same thing about a horse? Would you say you were going to...
Yes, but yes, it's possible, but I don't know what the term you would use in that.
Yeah, case. Your father would do that at a certain time of the moon when they wanted to...
Yes, they did it. They a lot of these old fellows, that they call that operating on them,
mm-hmm.
and they watched the moon. It was a certain moon that they castrated them, you understand?
And they cut them, yeah.
They cut them, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, a male hog that had been altered was a... Well, they got...
I really don't know that. You brought up something that I...
A bar?
Really,
yeah, you ever heard of it?
No.
Okay. You ever seen the ones that would come up wild around here?
Wild boar, yes, they've had them, but in the woods, and I haven't seen... I've seen them after they were shot.
And they had them...
Yeah, tusk.
Yeah. And the hair that would... The hair would do what? It make...
Well, that was often razorbacks.
Yeah. And they would have what on their back? They'd have...
Bristles.
Yeah.
Now, I have seen this. And I've seen that when I was a kid. Old razorback hog with some pigs. And she was under that bank. She turned over some old boards, and there was some snakes, water snakes under.
Under the bank?
Yeah. There was some water snakes. It was in wintertime. You know, they hibernate. And she didn't lose time. She just ate them. Now, the young pigs didn't... They were still nursing. But they didn't join in, but she ate them. I mean to tell you, she just bit them off and ate them.
Now, you fed hogs in...
Troughs.
Yeah. You'd pour the slop in a...
Well, if they had slop, but oftentimes they fed them straight corn, you know.
You'd put corn in the...
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they just threw it on the ground. And the hog, well... They oftentimes, at a certain time of the year, they turn them into fields, especially after harvesting time. You understand?
Yeah.
And they'd go out and root for roots and maybe potatoes, you know, especially if you had a field of sweet potatoes, you know. But they would soon root up the whole field, and you had to pen them up again.
But, and you'd feed them in a, you'd have just a trough.
A trough, yeah, it was common.
Yeah. Now, when you weaned a calf, the noise he'd make, you say he'd begin to...
He would, you got me, and I know what it is.
He'd start...
He wouldn't be bellering, no bull bellers.
Yeah, when you, kind of a gentle noise a cow would make when you're
mooing.
He'd start mooing.
Yeah,
and
cow
would. A horse would begin to...
To whinny, huh?
Uh-huh. And, you know, it'd be about this time of day, and you might be sitting over there talking to a neighbor, and all of everything, the horses would start neighing, and the cows would start mooing, and you'd say, well, I better go out and feed the... It's getting time to get out and feed the...
Animals.
Feed the animals.
That's the way to say it around here.
I didn't realize it's getting so late. It's just about what... It's just about what time. Well, they'd say, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's about... Okay, if you had to go out and feed the hens, turkeys, geese, and all that, you'd mm-hmm. say, you got to run feed my...
It's feeding time.
Yeah.
That's the way to express it.
Yeah, your mother would go out and do the... And she would feed the what? Feed the...
Well, the lady of the house often fed the chickens. She, that was maybe one of her, in this section, one of her jobs. She fed the chickens.
Yeah.
You see, there was not too many that had geese, guineas, or anything. But anyhow, she fed the fowls. But the men folks fed the pigs, and the horses, the mules, the cows. You understand?